delighted to be able to deliver very significant funding here for the county for these six projects this year. Obviously, we put massive funding into the county for marine projects right across Donegal over the last 2-3 years. I had 27 different projects which I approved for funding, and we significantly accessed the Brexit Adjustment Reserve to do a good bit of that. This year, this is going to be primarily national funding, and out of the 13 million nationally, almost 9 million is going to Donegal, which is just over two-thirds. That means, for example, in relation to Port Salon, finishing that project out, it'll get 700,000 this year. A massive project is going to be Rathmullen Pier, which is getting just under 4 million euro, and that'll make a massive difference to a long-awaited project in Rathmullen, which will stand to us for many years to come. And then also Burton Port to Keewall, getting 1.5 million euro. Bunbeg getting 1.1 million euro. Really importantly, a very much needed project in Glengad, Port Aline Keewall refurbishment just getting under 1 million, and then Port Inverse Slipway getting 300,000 euro. This is all work I expect to see started in the next few months and finished this year, and it should make a real difference to all of these piers and harbours. And I'm looking forward and want to recognise the work, a massive work of Donegal County Council in terms of working with me and getting these applications together. Also my local councillors in these areas for driving these projects forward, and look forward to seeing the work happening and be completed over the course of this year now.
We know in the case of Port Salon, for instance, that work is underway, and there had been some concerns when it wasn't finished by the end of last year. There'll be a lot of relief, I suspect, in that area in particular, that this money has been confirmed and they know that project now can go to completion.
Yeah, it's a really important project there, and Councillor Liam Blaney has done massive work in terms of driving that forward, along with Senator Niall Blaney, and making sure it received the funding, and also working with the council to make sure that an application was made, and also in terms of working with the local community to actually manage the project in the meantime, because of course all of this investment and all of this construction work does lead to disruption locally, and that's unavoidable, but we do look to manage it as best we can. Most of the work took place last year, but it did need extra funding now this year, so there's 730,000 euro going specifically to Port Salon to finish out that job this year. All of the other projects, which is Rathmullen, Portinport, Bunbeg, Glengad and Port Inver, they're all new this year. And they'll all be starting for the first time this year, and I hope they'll all expect all of those to be finished this year too. And this will add then to the significant work we've done across the county over the last 2 or 3 years. And for example, Greencastle Breakwater just finishing now this month, and with a 16 million euro investment there, and that's only one of up to 28 projects we've done across the county. So a collaborative effort all across the board, but great to be able to deliver the funding, and particularly today in terms of this national pot, to deliver two-thirds of it to Donegal.